Good morning, Symphony, and welcome to our morning devotionals. Today's passage is Galatians chapter 4. I mean that the heir, as long as he is a child, is no different from a slave, though he is the owner of everything. But he is under guardians and managers until the date set by his father. In the same way, we also, when we were children, were enslaved to the elementary principles of the world. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. Formerly, when you did not know God, you were enslaved to those that by nature are not gods. But now that you have come to know God, or rather be known by God, how can you turn back again to the weak and worthless elementary principles of the world, whose slaves you want to be once more? You observe days and months and seasons and years. I am afraid I may have labored over you in vain. Brothers, I entreat you, become as I am, for I also have become as you are. You did me no wrong. You know it was because of a bodily ailment that I preached the gospel to you at first. And though my condition was a trial to you, you did not scorn or despise me, but received me as an angel of God, as Christ Jesus. What then has become of your blessedness? For I testify to you that, if possible, you would have gouged out your eyes and given them to me. Have I then become your enemy by telling you the truth? They make much of you, but for no good purpose. They want to shut you out, that you may make much of them. It is always good to be made much of for a good purpose, and not only when I am present with you, my little children, for whom I am again in the anguish of childbirth until Christ is formed in you. I wish I could be present with you now and change my tone, for I am perplexed about you. Tell me, you who desire to be under the law, do you not listen to the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by a slave woman and one by a free woman. But the son of the slave was born according to the flesh, while the son of the free woman was born through promise. Now this may be interpreted allegorically. These women are two covenants. One is from Mount Sinai, bearing children for slavery. She is Hagar. Now Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia. She corresponds to the present Jerusalem, for she is in slavery with her children. But the Jerusalem above is free, and she is our mother. For it is written, Rejoice, O barren one who does not bear. Break forth and cry aloud, you who are not in labor. For the children of the desolate one will be more than those of the one who has a husband. Now you, brothers, like Isaac, are children of promise. But just as at that time he who was born according to the flesh persecuted him who was born according to the Spirit, so also it is now. But what does the Scripture say? Cast out the slave woman and her son, for the son of the slave woman shall not inherit with the son of the free woman. So, brothers, we are not children of the slave, but of the free woman. Amen. One of my floor mates from college left an impression on me because she would often share about her two foster brothers. Unfortunately, the boys were both in precarious home situations and were placed into the foster care system as babies. She would share with me the ups and downs of her family fostering. As soon as the brothers entered their household, their family just fell in love with them. But they had no idea how tumultuous the next 5 years were going to be. It was filled with ups and downs of the broken foster system and the brokenness of the boys' family situation that caused a lot of instability and uncertainty in their lives. But when it was clear that the family members of the boys were unable to care for them, the door for her family to adopt were open, and adopt they did. But in truth, the family wanted to adopt them as soon as they received them into their house as mere infants. Their heart was always there to make a home and family for them, whether they were biologically theirs or not. They knew the boys had blood-related family that could potentially care for them, so they held this hope at an arm's length away. But when the opportunity finally came to be adopted, the boys were finally able to call them Mama and Papa. Now, in Galatians 4, Paul talks about how we, too, have received adoptions as sons and daughters through the Spirit of his Son, that we, too, can call out to our Heavenly Father and cry, Abba, Father. Now let's let that sink in for a moment. We are able to call the Creator of the universe, the one and only God, Abba, Father. But I think in order for us to understand the magnitude of that, we need to see where we came from. Paul says that we were enslaved to the elementary principles of this world, meaning that we were enslaved to sin. There was no way out. But when God sent forth his Son, Jesus, it was to, quote verse 5, to redeem those who were under the law so that we might receive adoption as sons. The intention was never to merely take us out of slavery and for us to just figure out what to do next on our own, but the heart behind it all was so that we could be redeemed into God's family as sons and daughters to receive his adoption. And being God's child does not merely mean that we are not slaves anymore. It means that we are also heirs. We receive God's inheritance. The blessings, the promises of God, those are now available to us. That's why Paul continues to write in his rebuke, "Now that you have come to know God, or rather be known by God, how can you turn back again to the weak and worthless elementary principles of the world whose slaves you want to be once more?" As Kevin has been sharing in the previous devotionals from this week, the Galatians were turning away from the gospel of grace and were relying on the law. It's as if my friend's foster turned adopted brothers wanted to leave behind the love and stability of their family to re-enter the foster care system. It also reminds me of the Israelites who were freed from slavery in Egypt, wanting to go back to Egypt, preferring to be slaves once again after being discontent and frustrated. So let's pause and take some time to reflect on our own lives. Are there any areas of your life where you are turning back to the days where you were once enslaved? Maybe it is a reoccurring sin, fantasizing and living in the past, returning to old, unhealthy, and ungodly thought patterns, or entertaining sins that once held you captive. Secondly, let's reflect on what it means to be sons and heirs of God, being able to cry out, Abba, Father. Abba is such an intimate term, and Abba, Father wants a growing, intimate love relationship with you. So oftentimes, we want to be an adult and grow up. I mean, even as kids, we dream, when I grow up, I want to be ... We want to be dependable and self-reliant, adulting as you may. But today, let us ask our Abba Father, teach me how to be your child. Teach me to cry out to you. Teach me how to depend on you. Teach me how to rest in you. Teach me how to be your child. Let's pray. Abba Father, I thank you that your heart from the very beginning was to call us yours. You not only broke us free from slavery, but you chose to adopt us into your family. I recognize that this grace is completely unmerited and that you have truly gone above and beyond to call us your sons and daughters. Abba, I confess that it is so easy and tempting to want to figure things out of our own strength and capabilities, and sometimes that means trusting in ourselves or in the world above trusting you. Lord, forgive us of that. May you teach us, Lord, how to be your child, how to sit at your feet, and how to receive the fullness of the Father's love today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.